Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Lavelle, wonderful, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Well, of course, Christmas, New Year's behind us, so the next thing on the horizon is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which officially is, I believe, January 18th, Monday, January 18th, but
that
different observances take place on and around that day, so there's a couple of observances you're involved in.
Yes, the Hopkins County and Hunt County African American Leadership Conference group I work with, we will have an MLK program in Commerce on January the 17th at 2:30 at Mount Moriah Baptist Church. The Executive Alumni Director, Daryl Peace, will be our speaker. I'm so thankful, John Mark, that the community has rallied around that program. The Commerce Community Cares have been a great support of this program. I can't thank Dick Latson, Jim Peake, Jason Cunningham, and others for coming forward and say, look, let's make this program even greater here in Commerce. And then on January the 18th at 7 p.m. at Morning Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, we'll have the MLK program in Hopkins County. And Judge Overstreet, who is a retired Texas appellate court judge that was appointed by, at the time, Judge Ann Richards and then reappointed by Governor George W. Bush, will be the keynote speaker there. So we're looking forward to some great things.
Mm-hmm. So the event in Commerce is the Sunday afternoon, January 17th.
And that is correct.
The event in Sulphur Springs is Monday evening, January 18th.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay, very good. And I know that there's an event in Greenville on the Saturday.
A lot, John Mark, is going on throughout the Hunt, Hopkins, Raines County, throughout the entire listening audience. And I'm convinced that Dr. King would be very proud of what the communities are doing.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Martin Luther King as we go forward in history. And he might very well still be alive today.
Yeah,
he would be in his 80s.
Is great. Yes, he would very much be alive. But I am convinced also, John Mark, that he would still be speaking against the senseless killings that are going on throughout America, and particularly within the African-American community with the black-on-black crime that's going on. He would be speaking again about poverty. We know that poverty is one of those leading factors that will impact a kid when he or she goes to school. And, of course, he will be talking about the importance of education, people completing their high school degrees and going on to colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, but involved in so many other things as well. You think, would King, I know he would not be satisfied, but would he be generally pleased with progress that's been made?
There's no doubt about it. I think for the most part, with this country electing its first African-American president, and Barack Obama, I think he'd be very pleased with that. One of the things, I think he would just be clapping up and down when you come here, right here in Commerce. It is a multiracial, ecumenical gathering for the MLK program at Mount Moriah and also over in Commerce. Very happy that the program that we have in Sulphur Springs, the president of the university, Dr. Dan Jones, has been the MC for that program for the last 6 years. So the programs are embraced by the communities, and I think he'll be very pleased about that.
Mm. Your organization is the African American Leadership Conference.
That is correct.
Of Hunt and Hopkins County. And you're involved in some other events that are coming up very soon.
That is
well.
Correct. That's part of the Black History Month that starts in February. There are several programs that, first of all, the group makes sure that we promote education, we promote health and well-being. Our motto is to be a positive voice in an all-too-often negative world. We're sponsoring the Dan and Jelena Jones Education Awards Program in February, where we bring in about 300-500 young people from, you know, Hunt County, Hopkins County, Raines County. Last year, we had about 900 in attendance. We have a good, bad problem. The good, bad problem is that we have no additional room here on campus. Surrounding school districts are wanting to participate. So we're going to have to figure out, hint, hint, Mr. President, to get a new building built here on campus to accommodate the crowd.
And that's Sunday, February 21st?
That is correct. And Kevin Mathis, who's one of our former football players,
yeah,
and also played with the Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, played with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Kevin is going to be our keynote speaker for that.
Oh, great. And then an event Saturday, February 27th. It's a Black History Month event in Sulphur Springs.
That is correct. It's entitled Celebrating Our Own. There have been many who have done exceptionally great things over the years. Damian Lewis, as you know, played professional football with the Carolina Panthers for a number of years. So we're going to bring individuals back that have done well and just celebrate them.
LaVell, hot chocolate okay this morning?
It is excellent on this cold morning, that's for sure.
Very good. Dr. LaVell Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.